So what do you got cooking this weekend, huh?
Put your head between your legs in the brace position and get ready for another week of bats hitting balls. Balls through nets and off rackets, with coaches blowing up and referees entering the witness protection program. Sit back, relax, and enjoy what Triple M modestly calls the Weekend Legends.
Hello, Sydney. My name is Chris Gale, and I've got some great news to sprinkle on your Weet-Bix this morning, Andrew Rose.
What's the news, big man?
In the third one-day international overnight, Australia 5 for 313 has defeated India 281.
Yeah, back to the way it should be.
Century for Usman Khawaja.
Nice.
Virat Kohli, a century again, but the Australian bowler's too good. Pat Cummins and Jai Richardson both took 3 for 37.
Very nice.
In more good news, the Western Sydney Wanderers 4 defeated the Brisbane Roar 1.
Oh, here we go. Hello, producer Lachlan. Your boy's got a win,
It's a good morning in the West this morning.
Yeah, enjoy it while it lasts, big fella.
Next hour, your chance to win tickets to the Longines Golden Slipper Day on the 23rd of March. But this hour, the bulldozers could be revving up as we speak, Rose. Out at Allianz Stadium as the injunction comes off, but the content is probably not good enough, Sydney FC, Roosters, Waratahs. So what do they need to do to this stadium to get punters to come along?
Oh, we have ideas.
Huge news this week that Metallica returned to Australia this year.
Yeah, baby.
October 26th at ANZ Stadium, supported by Slipknot, Rose.
Oh, one of my favies.
We're going to fill you in on what's in store. And coming up next, the Weekend Legends, we are your fan forum. After a very quiet off-season, the NRL had their launch out at Rooster Central, otherwise known as the Bondi Icebergs this week, the new era. And everyone's saying, we're excited the football's finally back. We want to know what you are most excited about the rugby league returning this season.
Woo!
You're on the Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Sit back, relax, and let these guys do the thinking. Well, at least talking. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Yeah, thank you, Sydney.
Who would ever want to take a train out of Sydney? This is the best city in the world, and you are on the Weekend Legends 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. We're footy fans, Rose, who are glad to be able to talk rugby league with it's now being less than a week away before the start of the NRL competition.
Yeah, we'd have to do that silly thing we always do of, oh, it's not long now, it's not long now. Literally, the next time we'll be on the air with this show, rugby league games would have been played.
Thursday and Friday. It is genuinely exciting. Now, of course, the rugby league is in launch mode. They've got a brand new commercial with a little bit of music to go behind it.
Oh, yeah, footy. This Peking Duck, right?
Correct.
Oh, lock them in for the grand final, right?
Yeah, their track Say My Name. Yeah, well, exactly. Their track Say My Name, their tribute to Walter White from Breaking Bad. Say my name.
Very nice. Very nice. I love a good NRL commercial before the season. Gets you going.
It's a fantastic commercial. Very inclusive. Yeah. Highlights all, both men's and women's games. Yes. The Indigenous role in the game. It's something to behold.
It's great.
As was the launch this week at the Bondi Icebergs, otherwise known as the Nick Politis Summer Palace. The new campaign, they've branded it a new era. Now, we can reveal exclusively, up until about 2 weeks ago, it was going to be called the same as last year. But the NRL has decided it's not such a good idea because they've had a few problems, haven't they?
Well, a lot has changed over the off-season. So, yes, it is a new era, whether we like it or not.
The players were all there with the trophy and Todd Greenberg, and they looked like they were literally walking on water. They were on top of the swimming pool.
Yeah, it's kind of dangerous out. It's a bit slippy out there.
Well, it was very dangerous for Tim Manor because they stood them in the order that the teams finished last year. So Manor was on the extreme right with the Eels having coming 16th, and he actually got smashed by a wave.
Well, that's what you get for not performing well.
There was a message on the board that said, enjoy your evening. And I think that was targeted at Todd Greenberg and Peter Beattie,
right,
who were, you know, having to deal with the fact that apparently Jack DeBellin hadn't been stood down yet, according to the court.
I mean, this is craziness and it will continue. Will he play? Won't he play? We don't even know right now.
And, of course, the broiling sex tape scandal that was like the angry sea there at Bondi on Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, things are a little bit tough for Todd and Peter, but it was great to see the NRL get on the front foot and launch this new era.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, some people don't like to hear it, but it's good when footy comes around after all this stuff because you can focus on the reason we're here, which is the game.
So everyone's saying, I can't wait for the footy to start. But you have to think, what's the most exciting thing for you about the league season starting? What's the thing you're most excited about?
Well, I mean, for me, it's the thing I'm most excited about is the thing that sometimes drives me the most crazy in the season, which is the fans of the other teams when I'm watching my beloved Bulldogs play, right? You always think, oh, that guy was too loud. That guy was too aggressive. He was yelling and shouting. But I miss that stuff. In the off-season, I miss those guys who don't like my team and don't like me because I'm cheering for the other team. I want that back in my life. I want that Roosters fan standing next to me driving me nuts.
So in other words, you can't wait for another argument.
Yes! What about you, Bart?
Well, I'm a little bit more positive. The fact that for a full season we get to watch Benji Marshall and Robbie Farah one more time.
Come on.
You know, hopefully a victory tour for those boys wearing the West Tigers colours. And from a personal point of view, I'm also looking forward to seeing Chris Lawrence get back on the field at some stage after that bad injury over the Warriors.
For sure.
But we want to know what you think. What is it you're most excited about this rugby league season about to commence?
Yes, we are the fan forum here at the Weekend Legends. We want to know what you think. What is the thing you're looking forward to the rugby league season? There's so much to choose from. The Origin, the Anzac game, whatever you want. Hit us up. 1-3-3-5-3.
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Put your feet up on the dash, recline the seat, and let these guys take the wheel, metaphorically.
Obviously.
Triple M's Weekend Legends.
You're with Chris and Rose, and we are talking rugby league and the fact that the season is now less than a week away, Rose.
Oh, less than a week away. Thursday night, right? It all starts. Storm Broncos. I mean, you can't always start with the good ones.
And we were talking about what we're most excited about. You're most excited about the fact that you can get into arguments with rival fans.
Yes, it's one of the only places in the world I can get into an argument with a random stranger and not get arrested for it. I love it.
Very, very, very positive view. But we wanted to know what you thought. And I think that we've got Brendan from the Central Coast.
Yeah, g'day guys. How you going?
Good, champion. What are you looking forward to in the rugby league season?
Mate, I'm hopefully looking forward to Manly returning to winning ways under Desi Adler.
Oh.
Now, first of all, Brendan, I don't know if you've heard about the coach whisperer, but you can't say hopefully. Right? You have to say, I'm looking forward to a successful season for Manly. Have you got that?
Mate, exactly. That'd be ideal.
So this is interesting, mate, because, you know, obviously I'm a diehard Bulldogs fan here. So my pain is going to potentially be your happiness this year?
Oh, hopefully. I mean, in the regard to the salary cap, that was a bit of a debacle. So hopefully he can turn things around in that sense.
Well, I think Des shines at Manly, and I think it's good that he's home in the place that he's comfortable with. I think he will bring Manly up. Chris, you reckon?
Yeah, look, and Brendan, I mean, about Des, he's back at the Demountables where Trent Barrett was not comfortable and had to bring in his own garden furniture. Des seems to love it. He sets up his science experiments. He's not allowing any of the press into film. What's going on out there at Narrabeen? Have you got the inside scoop?
Oh, mate, it's all under the radar, as he likes to call it. So let's just keep it that way. But, yeah, no, hopefully, mate, Trent Barrett drove a stake through the club.
Oh, I could go for a stake right there.
Yeah, just really hoping that he can bring back that heart to the jersey for the players.
Awesome. Good on you, Brendan, and all the best for the Manly Seagulls this season. We've got Julie from Penrith hitting us up on Twitter saying the kids taking the kids to the footy, which is really good. Always a favourite thing. And Dave from Herstal says footy food, pies. Hot
chips.
Dogs, all those kind of things. Let's go to Tyson in Bondi. Oh, here we go, a Bondi person. Tyson, what do you reckon?
Good morning, fellas. First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you, Tyson.
That's news to us.
Yeah. Roosters going back to back. That's what I'm looking forward to.
He wants the Roosters going back to back, Chris. Can you believe this guy?
Were you one of those Silvertails down at the launch on Thursday night, eating the canapes and drinking the Cristal champagne, Tyson?
I was one of the ones in England watching the Roosters become world champions.
Oh, look at this guy. I hope I never meet you in person, Tyson, because I'd have a lot of words for you if you're one of those fans next to me in the game. Thank you, Tyson, for your opinion. Let's hope that doesn't happen, Chris.
The footy's back, Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
Triple M's Weekend Legends. More next.
You are on the Weekend Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. Now, we love our metal, don't we, Rose?
Oh, all about metal, Chris.
You were brought up on a staple diet of heavy metal and cornflakes.
I've been told I've eaten way too much metal in my life.
Well, here's something for you to chew on. It was announced yesterday that Metallica returned to Australia this year on their worldwide tour.
This is huge. This has got to be the biggest tour announcement in Australia this year, for sure.
Without a doubt. They're playing ANZ Stadium.
Wow.
Not the rebuilt Allianz Stadium, because that won't happen anytime soon.
That would be epic to see Metallica in a half-built stadium, though, wouldn't it? That'd be cool.
26th of October, and they're touring off the back of their 2016 album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
Wow, 2 years ago, the album. That's a long tour.
3 years ago. Well, you do the math.
The other big exciting thing about this tour is not just Metallica coming out. This is one of the most stacked support acts I've ever seen. Slipknot is the support act for Metallica. Can you believe that?
It's a huge bill.
That Slipknot sell out places like Kudos Bank Arena in this country. They're supporting Metallica at ANZ Stadium. I'm a huge fan of both these bands. This is going to be metal heaven.
What can you tell us about Slipknot, Rose?
Well, Slipknot, as we all know, the band full of guys wearing scary masks. I got into Slipknot very young because I used to buy secondhand CDs of how they looked, the front covers, when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And all those guys wearing masks, I immediately bought it, took it home, and as like a 12-year-old, I was shocked to hear what came out of that CD. Amazing live band. One of the best live bands you'll ever see, though.
They are, the masks sort of represent their characters. The,
yeah.
Sean Cran, the clown, is very well known.
Yes, the clown.
Lead singer Corey Taylor, who has his side band Stone Sour.
Stone Sour, that's right. He does the softer stuff as well. And interestingly, when they did the Big Day Out back in 2005, I think it was, or around that time, it was so hot that year that doctors actually found a new virus in their masks after the tour because they never washed them. Isn't that just epic? And they used to put pig's heads on spikes. I want to know on the Gladys system how many points that is for a pig's head.
That's about 16 just to get started. I tell you what, though, if you really don't know who Slipknot, just think Village People of death metal.
Yeah.
But the big guys, Metallica, they've been to this country a lot. And Rose, I've seen them at the old Sydney Entertainment Centre, may it rest in peace, out at Qdos Bank Arena, and now the big one, ANZ Stadium.
And going back to Big Day Out, I saw them headline in 04 with that lightning storm behind the main stage. Epic.
There's an old album of theirs called Ride the Lightning, and it was like literally happening on stage.
Yeah.
I saw them back in 98 on the Load Tour.
Wow.
And that was really interesting because that album was a real shift for them. It was more R&B and blues based.
Mm.
And the old speed metal fans who like Kill 'Em All, those sorts of albums,
sure,
not happy. At one stage, they did an acoustic section up the front.
That's weird.
Right, acoustic Metallica, and fans were literally throwing CDs at them.
Who brings a CD to a concert, though?
And one of the really amazing things at the encore was Lars Ulrich, the drummer, who does give everything, no matter what you think of the guy.
Sure.
He gives 100%. He actually didn't leave. He was so exhausted, he just sat there at the drum riser waiting for the band to come back on to do the encore. It was incredible.
That's great.
And of course, I think not long after that, or maybe around that time, they toured that awful album, St. Anger, that was the subject of Some Kind of Monster.
No, no. Firstly, the St. Anger album is awesome, right? It's an awesome album. And the Some Kind of Monster documentary, although they're all crazy in it, is a really interesting documentary.
No guitar solos, hopeless album.
You don't know anything about Metallica, Chris.
I think I know a fair bit about Metallica, Rose. No. I think I've known them a little bit longer than you have.
Actually, guys, I've got something for you after the break.
Ooh, producer Lachlan, yes.
So I thought you guys are very good at going at each other, 1v1. So I thought we'd do Chris versus Rose in Survival of the Riffest.
Yes, let's do this.
Featuring Metallica, and we'll do that next.
Like helping a weekend to the Plums. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
Welcome back to the Weekend Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. And before the break, we were agreeing that I knew more about Metallica than Rose.
No, we weren't.
And producer Lachlan, I think you have something for us.
Actually, got a bit heated in the ad break there, so in the song. So I thought I'd put together this.
Survival of the Riffest.
Oh, yeah.
So it's pretty simple, guys. I'm going to give you a song of Metallica, give you a snippet of it.
Yep.
First one to buzz in with your name gets to answer it.
Can I test my buzzer?
Test your buzzer.
Rose.
Yeah.
Rose.
Yeah. No, that's perfect. My name.
That's how it works. First one to get in gets an answer. If you get it wrong, the next guy gets a go. It's best of five.
This is too easy. This is going to be too easy, Chris.
So, without any further ado.
Trust us. Chris, Nothing Else Matters by Metallica.
That's the first one.
Chris is up
1-0 to Chris, Nothing Else Matters.
He leads early.
Here we go. Song number two.
Oh, here we go. Come on. Rose, is it Unforgiven?
It is Unforgiven.
1-0, baby.
He's tied it up. I've made it very easy for you guys in the first one that we're going to do.
Good, because I'm not the biggest Metallica expert, so I'm nervous about this.
Well, you claim to know the most.
Yeah, but I claim a lot of things, Lachlan.
All right. Song number three.
Here we go. Rose.
That's one.
Yes,
he's got it.
2-1 up on the
big
man. Do
I get a half a point saying it's from Injustice for All?
No.
No, I was going to go further, but I thought, no, you'd know the albums, just not the songs.
Lachlan, before we go to the next song, Chris, just know, if I get this next one right, I am the victor of the first ever Battle of the Riffers.
It's all over, and I didn't see it going this way, to be honest, Chris.
Sydney's really sweating.
All right, here we go. Song number four, and Rose for the win.
Chris. Enter Sandman.
Oh, you just went before you even heard it.
It's called defensive playing, Rose, and it delivered success.
So this is it, right, Lachlan?
Best of five, and this is the fifth question. It's two apiece.
This is the decider, Chris Gale.
This wins the first one of Survival of the Riffest.
Here we go. Rose, Oh, God, it's either Battery or Master of Puppets. There's some Metallica head right now listening really angry at me. Master of Puppets. No! God, no, Chris, get to go.
You want another listen?
Why not? I gotta help.
He doesn't know it.
Yes, he doesn't know it.
Chris. Hardwired. From Hardwired to Self-Destruct, which is their worldwide tour that's coming to Australia.
He got it.
Oh, no. There you go. October 26th.
Well done.
ANZ Stadium.
Oh, no. I can't lose to Chris in the first one.
Oh, life is good. Oh. Metallica, my band.
It's the radio equivalent of chowing down on a bacon and egg roll at your kids' under six soccer. Ah. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
They don't call him the boss for no reason, Rose.
Yeah.
Didn't you feel like you were living the American dream right there?
Every time that song plays, I just want to throw my fist up in the sky and scream for the boss.
Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. On the Weekend Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. If we talk about footy, Rose, we have to talk about where we watch it.
Yeah, stadiums.
The Waratahs take on the Queensland Reds tonight at 7:45 p.m. out at the Sydney Cricket Ground. You'll be DJing, I'm assuming.
I'll be there playing all the music. Please, Lightning Storm, hold off till after the game, please.
Of course, the last time they played at Brookvale. Haven't they learned that Brookvale fans do not travel over the bridge? So, but they've tried to make it a little bit more fan-friendly. Fan-friendly, that's not easy to say.
Meow, meow.
They are moving the markings from north-south to east-west, so it's closer to the ladies and members stand. I hope you're across that.
So they're moving the actual ground?
So they dig the whole thing up and just turn it 100. Oh, no, wait a minute. I think they'll just rub out the
mark. Yeah, just do the lines, yeah.
But wouldn't it be good if stadiums were a little bit more flexible like that?
Well, I mean, we've got the Allianz Stadium. You know, it's the back and forth about it being knocked down or will it not be knocked down. It's been clear that they're going to knock it down. They're going to start. I mean, there should be bulldozers out there right now, right?
I'm trying to hear for them. Ooh, they could be going right
can
now.
Can you hear the bulldozers, Fernando?
There is an election looming, of course.
Everyone
has to ask, what about the children? But let's assume that Allianz does disappear.
Okay.
May it rest in peace.
Yeah, can I just say, I know this is a selfish opinion, but I kind of want a new stadium.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, okay.
Where would you like it? In your backyard or?
Sure, as closest to my house as possible.
Don't you live in a townhouse?
Yeah, something like that.
But here's the issue that I think that they have to solve.
Okay.
They always talk about content. Let's have a look at the content in Allianz Stadium.
Okay.
Sydney Roosters. The Waratahs.
Yeah.
Sydney FC.
Yeah.
You're not going to drag in the punters that
way.
Oh,
come on.
So I think the only way we can do this, if they do build a new stadium, is make it state of the art.
Okay, right. Okay, so we need to help Australia with how they're going to rebuild this stadium and how they can do it better. So it stands out. So it's not another ANZ. It's not another Leichhardt Oval or whatever. It's got to be something unique, Allianz.
A Bank West stadium, perhaps.
Oh, man, that's looking sweet, though. I wouldn't mind on a Bank West.
Here's a couple of things they are doing.
Okay.
They're making it 5G. Do you understand what that means?
One more than 4G, right?
Correct.
So then it can take off if you press a button.
It's like the astronauts, you know, they're subjected to a certain number of Gs.
That'd be great. You could just like take the stadium off and it flies to the west.
A lot of concern about terrorism. They're actually making it easy to escape, not only in issues of terror, but if there's an alien invasion, you'll be able to exit the stadium in an orderly manner.
Well, if I was an alien invading Sydney, the first thing I'd do is go to a rugby league game.
What else would you do to fix up Allianz Stadium?
Well, I mean, I always think, you know, I can get quite hot when I'm screaming for my team for the full 80 minutes. I get quite hot. And I remember at the big day out, they had those sprinkler tunnels. You know, you could walk through and the water sprinklers spray you down. So maybe just all around the general areas, there's sprinkler tunnels that you can walk through.
I think the technical term is misting station.
Oh, misting station. And that's great.
And you can get them centered. That would be nice. Certainly appeal to the eastern suburbs people who are quite close to the Allianz site.
Yeah, sure. What about you? Eh?
Well, they've got to keep those big TV screens that they had at the old Allianz, you know, the retina burning ones.
Sure.
But I would have thought personal sound systems would be good so they could block out the on-ground DJ would be a fantastic improvement.
Don't be like that. I do a good job.
Roy and HG used to talk about you could buy a cupboard that you could sit in and replicate rugby league tackles. Why not make the seats four-dimensional so you actually feel the hits?
Oh, like vibrating chairs and things like that. Water comes shooting at you when a player spits on another player. That's great. I say we build a rave club in there. That'll annoy Gladys.
But here's how you make this stadium state-of-the-art and you get the punters back.
Yeah.
Turn over the video ref to everyone who's there gets to vote.
Voting system!
That's what I call home ground advantage.
I'm all in.
You're on the Weekend Legends, Triple M.
It's a show on the weekend, and these guys are legends. So naming the show was a no-brainer.
Triple M's Ghost Mutt. No, I mean, sorry, what is it? Weekend Legends.